people associate this sound, performed through a lone wooden flute, as traditionally Native American. It comes from the centerpiece video on the Visit Cherokee website, which through text and visuals, urges viewers to see the museum as contemporary.
One of the things I think we're most excited about pursuing is looking into what a retelling of our story is going to look like.
Shayna Bushyhead Condal started in May as the museum's new executive director. She said even tribal members can too often view themselves through the lens of history rather than as living, evolving people.
I cannot tell you how many times I'm editing something and I'm changing past tense to present tense, if that gives you an idea.
The museum debuted in 1948 and celebrated the opening of its current building 50 years later. Former longtime director Ken Blankenship died this past March, and Condal is the first woman to lead the museum. On paper and in temperament, she appears optimal for the challenge. Now age 44, Condal grew up near Oklahoma City and Milwaukee with what she frames as two identities, one as a service-oriented Generation Xer, the other as a member of the Eastern Band of Cherokee, in community where Condal often saw herself as the lone Native American in her peer groups.
Growing up, my dad was always really interested in having me learn Native history, but he also was really interested in having me learn about the Civil Rights Movement and the Holocaust. Those were other sort of topics that he felt were really relevant to the Native experience.
Condal came to Cherokee after several years in Washington, D.C. in budgeting and planning roles with the National Gallery of Art, making her the first director of this museum with significant experience at a larger cultural institution. Her husband was the first to point out the job listing in Cherokee in the tribal newspaper, The One Feather.
It was never a question of whether I was going to apply. In my interview for here, actually, I was talking about how I laugh about it now, and I'm like, this was the best cover letter I ever wrote. I did it in like 10 minutes because I felt like I had been writing it my entire life. All the other experiences that I've had leading up to this moment today, I draw on those experiences every single day. This was sort of the point. It was to end up here and doing this position.
Condal said the museum serves two broad categories of people, each with distinct needs, Native Americans and non-natives. She points to a current exhibition of contemporary art organized before her arrival as a successful walk along that tightrope. But she said she believes the museum could improve as a resource within its own community. As an example, she said she wants basket makers of today to visit the museum to learn about the dyes and techniques of basket makers from centuries ago.
Our primary focus is our community. We want to make sure that they understand that we are here for them. What is going to be our process? How are we going to survey our community? You know, who is going to be at that table?
For non-natives, Condal said she's driven to counter popular portrayals of Native Americans. She remembers growing up with constant questions from other kids about the movie Dances with Wolves, and she grimaces at the mention of Unto These Hills, the sanitized, simplified evening of musical theater that has drawn tourists to Cherokee since its premiere more than 70 years ago.
The vast majority of Americans aren't going to meet a Native person. That's just statistically, that's what's true. And I feel like my job and our job in museums is to present people with, you know, the historically accurate truth, with information, with resources. And then when you're faced with secondary resources, right, like movies or books, that's up to you to be able to be an informed receiver of those things.
Condal's parents live in Bryson City, but Condal is planning frequent weekends in Reston, Virginia, where her husband and daughter are remaining until their daughter graduates high school. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.